What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. Okay, you guys, can I be real for a minute? Can I be real with y'all? Let me be real with y'all. All right, so motherhood so far, how can I describe it? Oh my God, like hard. Hard is the word. Hard, challenging. It's like an emotional roller coaster that, you know, you want to get off, but you never can get off. Like, it's hard out here for us moms. It's really hard. It's hard out here for us moms. When you try to hear the annoying kids cry, it's hard. It's hard. That's how I could describe my motherhood. It is like a roller coaster because it's so wonderful. I want to say it's so wonderful. But on the other hand, it's like it's challenging. You get annoyed. You get emotional. You cry. You yell. You scream. It's a lot. It's a lot. So I say this so we could get started. Let me talk about how I feel like now I'm like more than a mom. Like I say now because for a long time I felt like I was lost. I felt like I was knee deep drowning in motherhood. I was lost in motherhood. And the funny thing is, like, you know how people always said, if you need something, just call me. If you need something, like, you could just call. I'll be right there. I'm going to help you. But it's like nobody is there to help when you really need the help. Nobody is there to help when your kids are, like, screaming, running around, driving you crazy. No one is there to help when you're, like, crying by yourself, bawling because you're, like, overwhelmed. You're, like, stressed. And you feel like the whole weight of the world is on you. Like, that's how I felt sometimes. That's how I felt. That is how this motherhood journey has been for me. That's why I said that I felt like I lost myself. I felt like I lost myself and I couldn't find me. I couldn't find me in this motherhood thing. When I had my first child, I was lost. I was lost. I didn't know what to do. I had help. I did have help. Thank God for my mother-in-law, my husband's mom at the time. She was very helpful. She would come back and forth and help me. And that really helped. But it didn't like stop me from being lost. Stop me from, you know, I poured everything into my kids. I feel like I poured everything into my kids from the time I had my first child to the time I had the last two. I poured everything into them. I did everything for them. Just for completely forgot about myself. Because before I had kids, I used to, you know, go to the movies, go to the malls, hang out. As soon as I had the kids, I had to put everything on pause. It was just, okay, I gotta focus on the kids. Didn't want to leave the kids alone. Had to be there. Had to be a part of their lives. So I had to put myself on pause. So I was so lost. And with becoming lost in motherhood is like rough because you get overwhelmed and it's a lonely place when you feel like you're lost because you're overwhelmed, you're crying, there's nobody to turn to. Of course, they say that, you know, you could always have the little Facebook groups where you write your thoughts down and then people are communicating and telling you their opinions and stuff. But it's not the same as having somebody right next to you. It's not the same as having somebody, you know, having somebody you can relate to, just talking to you on the phone, and or having a family member coming by every now and then, and y'all could talk, and you know, you could tell her, you could tell them how you're feeling. Yeah, I was like really lost, but the topic today is that it's more than a mom, because I feel like now since I had therapy, moms, new moms, take advantage of therapy. That's all I gotta say. Take advantage of therapy because it's really, really helpful. Therapy doesn't mean that you're crazy. Therapy means that, you know, your life is some way and you want to put it back together. You want to pull the pieces back together. That's what I was missing. I was lost in motherhood, and therapy helped me find my way. Therapy helped me find out what I like, because the first thing that my therapist asked me when, you know, when it was my first session, she said, "What do you like to do?" And I couldn't answer that question. You know why I couldn't answer that question? Because I didn't do anything. All I did, I was home. I was home with the kids. I remember my first one was born. I was working and I was being a mom at the same time. So I came from work. I was a mom. I was there. I was doing stuff for the kids, did stuff for my husband, and, you know, didn't have that much little space for myself. So when she asked me what I like to do, I was like, But now I feel like I'm more than a mother. I feel like I'm a dancer. I love to dance. I love music. Yes, I love moving my body. I don't care if I can't dance. I don't care if I only, you know how to do like a two-step. I dance. I feel like I'm a dancer. I love to dance. So when she asks me what I like to do now, I'm like, I love dancing. Like, that's what I do. I love dancing. And I like taking walks in the morning. That's my thing. I like taking walks. I like exercising. That is what I like to do. And I also like gardening. I'm a dancer. I'm a gardener because I love growing plants. Like, it's challenging. That's challenging too. Like, I feel like plants are like, just like kids, you have to like give them the nutrients to grow. You have to be patient with them, which, you know, having plants and stuff really tests my patience, because sometimes I'm impatient because I'm like waiting for it to grow. You know how that is. But yeah, I feel like I'm more than a mother now. Like, I like to do so many things. Like, there are so many things that I didn't even know I liked until I came to therapy. Like, seriously, I like dancing. Yeah, I do like dancing, and I love gardening, and I love to draw. I love to write. I like to color. I like going out. Like, I like hanging out with myself, and I love going to the movies by myself. I love just being by myself. That's what I like to do. I like going to the movies. I like going to get my nails done. I am more than a mother. I love movies. I love dancing. I love gardening. Now I know what I like to do. Like, now I'm not so lost in the motherhood. Now I know that, okay, if my kids leave, I won't be lost. Because what my therapist was trying to get me to understand was that I have to go out and do stuff for myself. I have to figure out what I like to do, because the kids aren't going to be small forever. The kids aren't going to be in a house forever. One day they're going to like up and leave. Like, when they turn 18 or when they go to college, they're going to leave, and I'm just going to stuck here trying to figure out what I like to do, because I didn't really have that time to discover myself. That's why my one piece of advice for like new moms, for every mom out there trying to figure themselves out, especially stay-at-home moms, because I think we have it the worst, because we're like at home, secluded from the world, and we don't have anybody to talk to. And this is our chance to like go out and do stuff for ourselves. Like, before I had therapy, all I did was drop my kids to school and come back home and just do housework, do laundry, cook, trying to do some stuff, but I never ever figure out stuff to do by myself, which my therapist was like, it was not healthy. Like, I have to find something to do. So yes, I feel like I am more than a mother because now I take time for myself. Like, now I make self-care a priority. In motherhood, I feel like so many moms lose themselves in this journey. So many moms pour so much into their kids and pour so much into the house, pour so much into their husbands. We're like housewives. We're nurses. We nurse the kids back to health. We do the housework. We're cooks. We cook dinner. It's a lot. Like, we're, after all that, we're like emotionally drained, I feel. But I feel like we could be more than moms. We're more than a mother. We're more than moms, y'all. We're sexy. We're independent. We know what we want. And we go out. We have to get our nails done. We have to find ourselves again. We have to find ourselves. We have to be the person we were before motherhood. Okay? We have to be the same person we were before motherhood. Stop getting lost in it. I know I was lost, but I'm like, stop getting lost in it. We have to be what we were before motherhood. Before I became a mom, I loved the movies. I loved going to the malls. I loved shopping. Like, that was what I liked to do. That was what I loved doing. And it got buried once I became a mom. But once I, you know, discovered myself again, I went to the movies by myself. The first time I hit a movie theater by myself, it felt so good. It felt so good. Not only the movies. Like, I had lunch by myself a while ago. And it was such a sense of freedom. It was so much fun. You know why? You know why it felt like I was free when I had that lunch by myself? Because I had nobody asking me for food. I had nobody asking me if they could have something. I felt so free. I felt so free. So yes, we are more than moms. We're more than moms. I feel like we need to make ourselves a priority as moms. We need to do things for ourselves. We need to go places. We need to find ourselves. We need to find out what we like. We need to find out what we love to do. And another thing I like, y'all, another thing I find out that I like, I love karaoke. I love karaoke. Because I know on my Instagram, everybody always watch me do my little lip sync thing. And I realized that, oh my God, this is something that I love. This is something that I want to do someday. I mean, I've never been to karaoke before because I heard that, you know, they always bring out the good singers. But what's the point of singing karaoke when you know how to sing? Like, that's what I always say. So, yes, I know what I love to do. So, let me list all the things that I like to do, y'all. So, absolutely love dancing. I love to pamper myself. I love to go get my nails done. I love going to the movies. I love gardening. And I love karaoke. Like, one day I hope to do like a little karaoke session. I hope to go to karaoke night because I love karaoke. Yes. And I also love to paint. So hopefully I could go to painting with a twist also. That would be my next little venture. So yes, it's important as mothers that we find what we love to do. Because we don't want to be lost in motherhood. We don't want to be lost in this journey. This journey is hard enough. This journey is hard enough. We have to find our true selves. We have to find out what we love. We have to do what we love. And to new moms, do what you love to do. Take a break. Take a break. Take a break. Get some therapy. Ask for help. Always ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. that was my biggest hiccup as a mom. I felt like I could do it all. I felt like, you know, I didn't need anybody to help me. But it's not true. We all need help. We all need help. So, yes, I feel like I am more than a mother now because I feel like I know what I like. I feel like I'm doing more self-care. I feel like I am finding myself again. I am finding myself again, and it's such a great feeling, y'all. All right, and I am out. It's story time. You ready for this? All right, guys. My child has been saying that H-E double hockey sticks. Okay, word. So, y'all know what it is. H-E-L-L. Y'all know what that's spelled. He's been saying it, and it's been ridiculous. I've been like, what is he saying? But yeah, I don't know if he's learning from school, but that is what he's been saying while he's talking to his brothers in conversations. And I'm like, why are you saying this? This is a bad word. And we told him it was a bad word. He got upset. And I was like, it's a bad word. Like, you can't say it. So now I'm going to be mindful around them and try not to say it because, you know, kids mock you. So this what's been going on. My kids have been saying that H-E double hockey sticks word. Oh, kids, huh? Time for the inspirational quote. Let's get inspired. All right, y'all. So this quote goes out to all my mothers who are struggling right now. So here goes. Grow through what you go through. You hear me? Grow through what you go through. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at Mama Life Plus 3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.